B-Pod Studios.
Domaney, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Aaron, you think your girlfriend Jackie is cheating on you, and you guys have been together for what, like roughly 8 months now?
Eight months, yeah. I call her JJ. I made that nickname up for her. She's just been acting weird because we text a lot and we talk a lot on the phone, you know, FaceTime and all that kind of stuff. And I've texted her a lot and she hasn't texted me back like in a timely manner. Now she takes a lot longer to text me back. And then I've left her a bunch of voicemails recently and she hasn't gotten back to me.
Well, when's the last time that you saw her in person?
I've never actually seen her in person.
You've never seen her?
No. I mean, we met on a dating site. So, you know, we've texted a lot and we've gotten really close and we started exclusively dating.
Have you ever FaceTimed? Like, maybe you're being catfished altogether.
No. We've FaceTimed. We've talked on FaceTime and stuff like that. But she lives in New Jersey, so, you know, it's a little far, so we haven't actually seen each other yet.
No, dude, you can't be surprised if she's, quote-unquote, cheating on you then. I mean...
Yeah.
You're internet dating.
You haven't kissed? You haven't held hands?
Yeah, but I really love her. I mean, we have a deeper connection than any of that stuff, because we've talked so much, and we're super close.
I think I know how this is going to end up, so I say we do it.
We planned out to meet each other. Like, mm-hmm. We had been talking about meeting, and I had planned it all out, and she knew I was supposed to come. And that's why I'm a little worried, you know, now, because all the messages I've left.
Would you not... So if you went out somewhere here in North Carolina and you met someone, Aaron, would you not date them because you have a girlfriend?
Yeah, I tell everybody I have a girlfriend.
Okay. All right, I just want to see what your headspace is.
Let's call. Make sure you stay really quiet. If she sends the roses to someone else, you know, you're going to want to hear what she puts on the note. That could tell a lot about the relationship, okay?
Okay.
Hi, I'm looking for Jackie, please.
Who is this?
Hi, Jackie. This is Ella. I'm calling from Flowers for You. And the reason for my call today is to inform you that you've won a man package. It's romantic with chocolates and champagne for you to send to somebody free of charge through our company. And we're doing this just as our monthly giveaway to get our name out there. And hopefully you would tell somebody about our services.
Okay. So you're just giving it for free? There's no charge?
Yep, no, it's part of our marketing.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's a box of chocolates and a bottle of champagne.
And it's completely free.
Yes, ma'am. I do not need a credit card from you or anything like that.
Okay. That sounds great.
All right. I just need the name of the person you'd like to send this romantic package to.
You know what? Let's send it to Michael. He'll love it.
Okay. To Michael. And what would you like to put on the note?
You can say, "Hey, babe, here's something we can both enjoy during the snow this week. Love, JJ."
Okay, cute.
Hey, that's my nickname for you.
What? Hello?
JJ, who's Michael?
I'm sorry, what's going on?
Jackie, that's Aaron on the phone. He wanted to do War of the Roses. You're on the Meanie, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show.
It's where we catch cheaters.
I don't know. Okay.
I know that you've been having an internet relationship with Aaron.
You said we were exclusive, JJ.
Aaron, I don't want to hurt you, but we haven't seen each other. And, you know, as much as I don't want to hurt you, it's not you, it's me. It's just not working for me. I just don't know how to explain this.
But we had talked about seeing each other now. We were making all the moves to see each other and to be together.
Is Michael someone who you're having an internet relationship with, or is Michael actually someone who you physically know?
Michael is an actual person that I actually know, that I can see in real life. So it's just, you know.
But if you knew, if you knew Aaron's feelings for you, then why didn't you tell him? Like, listen to him. He's really upset.
You know, I don't understand why you
let him call you JJ.
I was going to tell you, but I just started this book, and then I got kind of busy with that, and it wasn't that I wasn't going to tell you, it's just that I didn't get a chance to tell you.
I was going
to
break up with you, but I started a book, and I'm on chapter 8 now, so...
It sounds to me like the relationship wasn't as big of a deal to Jackie as it was to Aaron.
Clearly, a book is a bigger deal to her than this man.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I do love you. It's just, I love you more like a brother.
Why does everybody keep saying that?
I mean, I'm very sorry, Aaron. I mean, I definitely didn't want you to find out this way, but I'm really not sure what to do now. This is a very
you didn't
weird
want me to find out at all.
Situation. But it's just not going to work out.
Well, we put so much time into this, Jackie. I don't understand.
Okay, Aaron, we really, really didn't, okay? You're going to be fine. You're going to be fine.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Powered by Plato's Closet. Email us, mornings@kiss951.com. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.